ready to August 20th sewer board meeting. Present is myself, Jeff Hollingsworth, Susan Obrey, Rex Christensen, Nathan Tuller. First item on the agenda is approval of previous minutes, June 18th and July 16th.
I've just got the July 16th in there.
Okay, so just July 16th.
Oh, not the June 18th.
Mm-mm.
I make a motion we approve the minutes of July 16th.
Second.
Motion by Nathan, second by Rex. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Yep.
Okay. No conflicts of interest. Approval of the agenda is the next item.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Nathan, second by Rex. All in favor?
Yep.
Yep.
No public comments. We're already down to Jeff.
Maintenance set up on September 4th for the UV system. Finally got the Canadians coming back. Blower cooling fan replaced on by GSE in the blower room. Things are fabulous. 722 called and set up service with West Tech on chains and sprockets. Still waiting on them. Contacted GSE to replace them. Now the south digester sensor's gone out. And they've got another one ordered. They'll be able to do that. GSE contacted me to let me know the switch station was here, and they're just waiting on a couple items. The IFAS rods were delivered to the plant for the north side to rehab. It's here. DMRs are complete for July. There were no failures. The sludge hopper system failed on the back of the sludge press, and we had a backup in the back. Had it switched out within 2 hours. Electrician wired up. It's running perfectly. The old one, I don't think it's worth salvaging the gearbox, the motor, or anything else on it. I'm just going to order a whole new system like I did last time. But I got to find out.
It's spent.
Yeah. So it ran 15 years every day.
What are we looking at on?
Probably 30.
30,000.
So anyway, I'll see. I got a call in. What do you do?
It's just money.
Okay, yeah. GSE wired up the new motor on that system. I had credit card audits for June and July completed. And no problems there. Ran the generator, no problems. It's running good. On 8/15, we had a power bump. July's BOD average was 163. Suspended solids was 168. The high for BOD was 195, and the high for TSS was 172.
Sweet.
5 years ago, we dreamed of those days.
It was double that 5 years ago.
On average.
Yeah, I know. Let's go. I laugh about it, too.
Do you say it was the back of the sludge press that we have to replace? Is that what you said?
So all the sludge comes back and drops into a big hopper, and then there's a big auger and gearbox that drive it up through menagerie pipes and into the truck, and it just smoked. And to get a motor was 4 to 6 weeks out, and I had to be back in operation, so I brought the crane over, craned it out, craned in the new one from the back building, forklifted it over, lifted up the crane.
Isn't that one we bought a couple years ago?
Yeah,
right.
Sweet. We're way ahead of the curve on that bad boy.
I thought we had bought
a
new one, but I couldn't remember. A two-hour
problem. Turned the press on before I left home from here that day, and
awesome.
We didn't miss a day.
That's the thing about down here. If we're on top of stuff, it makes it.
Yeah.
It's the way it all
happy. Makes it happy.
You have to be proactive.
Yeah, you can't. You can't just shut the plant down because you don't have it.
Right.
It's the only option I've got to run that every day. So the only thing I'm going to tell you is I'm probably going to contact Jay at Huber and order another little gear motor up top on the press and a back motor. I'm going to get some pricing anyway. And that's all I got, guys. Questions?
We said we have the switch in. Is that right from Golden Spike?
Switch is here. We're waiting for a few other parts to tie the switch together.
And then
they'll set up Rocky Mountain and do everything else.
They're
going to set up everything.
We don't have a date on that, though, yet, right?
Until
that comes in.
Yeah.
Or are you shooting towards something?
But I don't want to commit.
Oh.
So the next item on the thing is board member items, but I think a lot of them are down the list here.
Right.
review expenditures with.
I haven't seen a budget forever, so I don't know.
In terms of the.
I just worry there's a lot coming up with.
Well,
with that, that just went down. That's 30 grand.
Well, I know we.
The switch.
We had moved the money out and did a budget adjustment in Perry for that switch. And so that money's there to cover the switch. It's not like we have to use that in the new budget. We just got to move that back in.
Let me give you some real numbers and see if this is life or death, but what happened is the vendor of COVID didn't get this and he retired. So I got to get hold of whoever they've replaced the CPACs rep for, and I'll give you some real numbers.
But we didn't price any of this out in the current budget.
No.
Right? In that new equipment.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just.
So that's my.
Right. It wasn't on my radar because
it
was running and I knew I had a backup.
Well, all the money we moved out, it depends on what Golden Spike does too and where we end, because we were guessing on numbers.
Yeah, there's going to be some associated fees on this.
No, but I just figured if we come under budget that, we can just move that and whatever's left over and go into this new stuff, and then we can make adjustments where we need to.
Okay. Alrighty. Generator's the next item after review expenditures. We don't need to talk about that anymore. Vac truck. Everything good?
I don't know about it.
You want me to take the generator off the agenda?
Just take the vac truck off.
Take the vac truck off.
The vac truck was just some maintenance stuff that Zach was trying to get done, right? Did you get that done already?
As far as I know, Zach got it all done.
It's back here.
Well, we could.
And it's functioning.
We took it out last week.
I was looking at.
There were just some repair stuff that were gosh awful expensive, and he found somebody else.
I have no idea. My old mechanic when I had semis, I had Noel doing it at Rocky Mountain.
I was watching the state surplus sale, and Jordan Sewer District had one of their vac trucks.
How much?
It was 30 grand.
It was all.
And it was an upgraded, nicer one than ours.
30 grand.
30 grand off the state surplus. That's a screaming deal.
We could have bought that and resold it.
Do you want me to look and see if it's still there?
Get your checking account.
I'll go half. You got to sell it. I don't want to deal with it.
I used a vac trailer the other day on a project, and I thought I'd died and gone to heaven with what we had to do. We were trying to find a leak in a pool that didn't exist.
Oh, really?
Took three big holes and didn't cut any pipe or hit it, you know.
Really?
Trying to find it.
It's the only way
it
to dig.
It is. They don't dig anymore.
Perry, Willard
digs, but Perry will never dig a hole again.
Oh, it's slick. I'm even doing that for a splash pad.
But I think we're about there.
For what?
A splash pad. We're going to excavate it out that way because we got pipe and stuff.
Oh,
and that out. That'd be a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, it was pretty slick. It was a little bit of work. It's a little more than a rag truck, but is it still there?
I don't know. It'll take me a second. I'll have to. Everybody's here. Sign. You just want to take it back to her.
Yeah, I could do that. Will you watch to see if the state sell one of their airboats?
I can.
What's your price point?
What he's throwing out, you would buy it.
You wouldn't believe this stuff that goes through some of these sales for cheap.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like
government surpluses.
They just, yeah.
I watched their boats that show up out there when I hunt you guys, and I'm talking $150,000 easy a boat with a $100,000+ truck pull on it. I'm like, how did they do it? I'm talking nice.
They don't do anything else.
So items for next agenda, I think we probably ought to leave the generator on there. But let's take the vac truck off. And I think that's about it.
What are we doing to the generator?
Just the switch, right?
I'm like, is there something wrong? I don't remember about the generator. I'm panicked,
right?
I'm like, no, that baby hums.
It runs fine. It's the switch that goes with it.
That's all that means, is just that we keep asking.
Okay. It's on my mind. It's on my mind.
The last meeting I was at, we didn't have the switch.
We got the switch.
Good.
But we had to make a... Did you guys make a budget amendment to pull it out of your budget in Willard? I hope.
Because
if not, your surplus just went into the capital improvements on the.
And I'll give you
by way of interlocking agreement.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If there's excess that's in there, it automatically by law goes out to
email from a guy that might be
to that other account. Surplus account for capital or for expansion of the.
So yeah. It went from regular to capital.
So we had 83 in there, 83,000, and we moved it out into the general fund on our end, so it didn't go into that, and then we'll have to move it back in.
Okay.
When we're ready to, when that switch, and then I think we're gonna end up having a little leftover from that because we already paid for the switch.
Yeah, we did.
So, well, we
but we got 2 days of electricians here rocking
out. How much were we gonna pull out? Supposed to pull
I don't know what your portion was on that.
Perry's was like 80 grand, wasn't it?
Yeah, ours, but we had about 83 left. Well, no, I don't know, because that was the total amount.
You'll have to ask Tammy.
Okay.
She did that.
I mean, we moved it all out. Well, I guess actually, I don't know, I'd have to see, because the interlocal agreement works as such that Perry's transferred money and then you guys reimburse us.
Okay.
Out of the general fund, so our movement of that amendment might have taken care of that whole thing on your end. Now that I think about that,
okay,
does that make sense?
Yeah, we just kept going every month.
So
okay,
so I don't think
I'll talk to
because Jim. You're reimbursing us. I don't know that that carries the same weight. But had Perry not done that one, 80 grand would have just gone right into the expanding. It's a part of any surplus, and it's built up over the years. Perry's portion is probably in the 150 to 200,000 range.
That's good.
So whatever the percentage of that is, Willard's supposed to have that
okay.
percentage equal amount.
I'll call Cammie and find out.
Okay, well.
Sweet.
I'd entertain a motion.
So I'm moved.
Motion we adjourn.
Second.
Okay, motion by Nathan, second by Rex.
I'm getting hand signals from Jeff.
All in favor?
Yes. I'm just trying to move to kill that.
We're out. Okay.
Kill the switch.
Meeting's adjourned.
Susan.
Did you got something to say?
No, kill that thing.